I'm Dad Morris with Mission Network News. Ukrainian missiles have damaged an important bridge connecting the Crimea Peninsula with the mainland. Russia has controlled Crimea since 2014. The war has broken down bridges of many kinds, but Christians remain on both sides. However, the war will end. Reconciliation will be another hurdle after so much loss. Transworld Radio President and CEO Lauren Libby.
I think we really need to pray that the Lord would begin to work in hearts, not just in Ukraine, but also in Russia.
The leaders of TWR are already setting the example and overcoming their country's differences. Recently, a Russian leader and Ukrainian leader of TWR took the initiative to pray together. Please pray that God would raise up more courageous leaders to build bridges and create a path of reconciliation for others to follow.
But Jesus said we do have to love our brothers and sisters, and sometimes that's a matter of the will.
And people escaping the fighting in Khartoum are creating a different kind of crisis in South Sudan. Roughly 50,000 Sudanese refugees have fled to South Sudan. But when you put people from conflicting tribal groups in the same refugee camp and throw in a dose of fear and anxiety, tensions boil over. Krista Pizadecki with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
In many of these regions, there's a lot of hostility. Even in the city of Malakal, Thursday morning, there were 13 people killed in a conflict in the United Nations refugee camp. And then orphanages are being evacuated, children displaced.
CEF is sharing Jesus with refugee kids in South Sudan. Please ask God to make himself known to these kids and to give his peace. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.